Zen and Indy, it's our show.
It's my show.
Well, this is awesome.
Agreed.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do, though.
What, then?
Our guest.
No, okay, you're right.
It is so awesome that we have another great guest in less than a month.
Yeah, it just worked out that way.
Like the last time, we're going to skip our usual segment so we can get right to our interview.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Today's guest hails all the way from Florida. He owns a nonprofit animal sanctuary where he's rescued more than 150 animals.
I don't even think I can count that high.
Well, that's because you count on your paws.
True. Without saying any more, we're going to let him tell us more about his sanctuary. Please welcome our fleshy guest, Christopher Vane of Little Bear Sanctuary.
So, Christopher, tell us about your sanctuary and how you got started.
Yeah, sure. First of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on your show. I started the sanctuary in 2017 with my hubby, Randy. We were living in the city of Fort Myers. I'm actually from New York City, so talk about a big switch.
Oh, wow.
I had always wanted to be a veterinarian, so sort of had a light bulb moment one day. I was in a real estate seminar, of all things, on following your passion, and it literally just the light bulb went off. I said, I'm going to open up a sanctuary. So we sold our house. We moved to the farm. We bought a house on 10 acres. We've since expanded to 30 acres. And what we do is we rescue abused, abandoned, and neglected farm animals, and we give them a forever home here at the sanctuary.
When that light bulb went off, did you just drop everything, stand up in the middle of that conference and say, later?
Pretty much.
You know, it's to me, it's like the equivalent. Mother once went to a cooking, it was like a where they teach you how to cook a certain kind of food. And, you know, I just imagine her like standing up in the middle of it. I think it was that they were teaching her Thai food and just standing up and going, you know what? This makes me really crave Mexican food. It's like such a random thing.
That's totally how it was. For sure.
But, I mean, that's amazing though. I'm not, you know, it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing for you fleshies, right? For you to have such an epiphany. Because most of the time you guys are just wandering around with your, like, your head up your asses.
Pretty much. Yeah, that day I pulled my head out of my ass and yeah, the rest is history.
I mean, that's a lot to learn though. Like if you've never done that before, you don't have experience. Like what did you do? You went and you like moved to Florida and you like bought some land and like, I don't know, like how many animals?
We were already living in Florida, which was like, I guess that was the easy part, right? I was in real estate for 10 years in Miami and then moved up here to Southwest Florida, which is, my mom used to call it the elephant graveyard.
Oh, why is that?
You know, where elephants go to die, you know.
It's it's a different kind of elephant.
Yeah, you know. The fleshy kind of elephant.
Right, okay. What was like the first animal that you got?
It was a pig. His name is Willie. And, you know, I always loved pigs and it's so funny. It's one thing to read about them and learn about them. But when you actually get to meet one in person and live with it, it's a completely different experience.
You know, I once had a chess match with a pig and the pig did pretty well, I have to say. I was pretty impressed. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, pigs are as smart as dogs. I mean, mostly, but when it comes to meat, I mean, there's no match.
Well, you know, they are the fourth smartest animal on the planet. So some people say they're smarter than dogs.
So wait, this might be a very personal question. You don't have to answer, but does that make you a vegan or a vegetarian?
Yes, I happen to be vegan.
Oh, wow. Mother was vegan. Father was vegan for a while.
Oh, okay.
But mother's also Korean. And so, you know, her mother made some kalbi and she couldn't resist. But they were vegan for a year. And they said, you know what? We're glad that we can do it because when we're old and all of our organs are failing, we might need to become vegan again.
So true.
Wait, this is another personal question. Is your husband also a vegan?
He is. Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. It does. It's funny, when we met, he wasn't vegan and he went vegan overnight. So Hey.
Oh, you know, wow. That's true love.
That's love. That's true love. Yeah, it really is.
I mean, really, that is true love.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking on that true love theme, do all your animals get along? Do they ever mingle together, have a potluck?
Yeah, they sure do. we are a true sanctuary, which means none of our animals are kept in cages or pens, so they get to roam free on our 30 acres. We do have a couple separating fences, like from the cows and the pigs, but yeah, they all get along. The little piglets are the troublemakers. They can sneak under the fences and they go and meander and mingle with different species.
How did you like acquire all these different animals over the years?
Well, it's easier than you think. we're pretty well known at this point. A lot of our education from the sanctuary is pigs as pets. People believe there is a mini pig, and a mini pig is anything, any pig under 350 pounds. There is no mini pig. So we took in pet pigs from people's homes, but now we're strictly for, you know, the really difficult cases of abuse. And unfortunately, I mean, we get 5 phone calls a day, easy, to take a pet pig. The statistics are pretty alarming. It's 95% of people who get a pet pig will rehome it. 95%.
Oh my God, that's terrible. You know, mother once dated a guy in college and he had a potbelly pig named Trotsky. It was a very strange name for a pig. But yeah, it was super cute and little. And she was always like, wow, I really want a pig. And then somebody was like, you know, these potbelly pigs, they don't always stay small.
No, they don't.
It's funny that the cutoff range for a fat pig and a mini pig is like way less than what we consider fat fleshy.
Yeah, you're right on that, right? Interesting. We do have some pigs who are 1,000 pounds, so we got the big boys too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot. And this is also another terrible question. You don't have to answer it. But do other animals look at your pigs and go, bacon? Like, do they start looking at each other?
Well,
like,
it's a
good
thing they're all herbivores. So, that's good. A good thing. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, here's the thing. Okay, so pigs eat slop, right?
They do.
Or what's in it?
It's a grain. We have it made. We feed over 12,000 pounds of feed a month. It's insane. And it's a specialty made food for pigs. We have a separate for cows, sheep, goats. They all have their own grain. And then they get fresh veggies. We have, we've rescued up to 200 farm animals right now, 130 of which are pigs. And then we run the gamut. You know, we've got sheep, goats, cows, donkeys, chickens. We've got a mini horse who has a Napoleon syndrome and and a mini mule who is the devil.
I mean, how long does it take for you to feed all of these animals every day? It must take a long time.
It's a full day process. Thank goodness we have Kelly. She's our employee. She's our animal caregiver. She's also a vet tech. I'm also a vet tech. I became a vet tech 2 years before I opened the sanctuary. So that's how I prepared for it. And it was a fun experience. Kissed a lot of dogs and cats mostly, but I learned a lot about farm animals.
I was going to say, because, you know, if you don't have a vet background, it must be very expensive
really
if one of them gets sick.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
What's the hardest part of running the sanctuary? I mean, just in case, you know, our listeners get inspired and they want to start their own.
Well, don't do it. That's my first advice. Don't do it. You really don't want to do it. Fundraising is, you know, it's a business. You got to fundraise. You got to feed the animals. It's very expensive just in general. You need the property. You need, you know, every animal has its own individual care. You need a veterinarian who can handle it. You know, there's a lot involved. And unfortunately, it always comes down to money, right? You got to fundraise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, luckily for me, I'm very wealthy. I own 3 properties.
Oh, nice.
Some people call me an elitist, but, you know, how many dogs do you know have 3 properties? I mean, I'm not even in real estate. I'd never
You're doing well.
He doesn't have 3 properties.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, you know, technically my mother's mother, that's a house,
okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
My mother's sister has a house. I'm there, you know.
Do you ever allow fleshies to buy your animals or take them home?
No, we don't. We keep them here. we don't adopt them out. that opens up a whole other can of worms.
That makes sense. You never know what they're going to do with them, especially all those pigs. you can't trust them. You can't trust fleshies. Yeah, they're untrustable. Yeah. We've figured out.
They really
out.
Are.
Yeah.
those fleshies.
So who are your favorite animals and what are their names? Do you have any favorite? I mean, you know, like any parent, we have favorites. They're like, oh, we're not supposed to say that, you know, that we love them all the same. No, it's not true. We know.
Yeah, it's true. It's not true. I'll agree with you on that. Oh, my favorites. Gosh. I love my dogs in the house.
What kind of dogs do you have?
We have four rescue dogs, and they're a lot. They're two pit bulls, Hubert and Cashmere. And then we have two little farm dogs, Koa and Petey.
And, now, when you say farm dogs, does that mean they're like herding dogs?
Yeah, they're like a mixed, but they're really good with the animals. They run around.
Oh, that's nice.
And, yeah. But favorite animals, you know, I got to love Willie. He's the pig that taught me everything.
How old is he?
Willie is now, he's got to be 6 or 7 now. He came when he was pretty young. You know, they plot, they scheme. So Willie kind of gave me the background of what to expect. And yeah, it was quite a learning experience.
How long is an average pig's life?
They can live 15 to 18 years. So it's a big commitment if you get a pet piggy. Yeah.
Have you been able to determine how many fleshy heads will fit into Willie's single head?
Yeah, we saw a picture, I think, of Willie. It was a big head.
I think the picture you guys saw was of Omar. He's one of our big 900 pounders, which it's funny when he stands up, he's about the size of a Volkswagen. So he's a pretty big guy. But Willie's Willie's about 180 pounds. He's a little guy.
So this is another, you know, question you don't have to answer, but in general, how much money does it cost to feed all these animals per month?
Yeah, sure. right now it's just for feed and hay is $5,000 a month.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of cryptocurrency you could be buying.
That's a lot of crypto. You know, we take cryptocurrency. We're one of the first sanctuaries.
Oh, yeah. We saw that on
crypto.
Your website. Yeah, so, hey, listeners, if you'd like to contribute, please
send
go
us
to his
a Bitcoin.
Website.
Love it.
Yeah. So what is the funniest thing that you've ever witnessed on your farm?
Yeah, you know, the conga lines sometimes are really funny, if you know what I mean. Piggy conga lines.
They follow each other?
Yeah, you know, they get up on each other's backs and conga around.
Do fleshies ever become like vegetarians after visiting your sanctuary? Have you ever heard
that? Actually, a few have. Yeah, once it's something about meeting a pig in person and looking into their eyes, you know, they're so smart. Each one has their own personality. I've had vegans come here who've never met a pig, and it's really life-changing for a lot of people, believe it or not.
No, I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. And are you ready for the bad question?
Okay, sure. Let's do it.
Just curious, has the mafia ever come knocking, you know, trying to use one of the pigs to get rid of bodies? I'm just curious. Because we saw that in a movie once.
Well, you know, it depends if the bodies are vegan or not, and then we talk about it.
Okay.
Only the best for your piggies.
Exactly.
Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about your sanctuary, like how they can visit if they're ever in town?
You can come visit us if you're ever in Southwest Florida. We're by appointment only. We're in a secret location on State Road 31. So you got to contact us first and we tell you how to get here. And we love to show people around. We also have an Airbnb on the property, so you can actually come stay with us and cuddle piggies and kiss goats and hug cows. And we're at littlebearsanctuary.org has all the information on who we are, how to donate, how to come stay with us, and all good stuff like that. And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're everywhere as Little Bear Sanctuary.
Little Bear Sanctuary.
Yeah,
that's
and just
awesome.
And really quick, you know, the reason we named it Little Bear was in memory of my mom Ursula, which is Little Bear in Latin. So we did name it in her memory. She loved animals, and we thought it would be a great way to honor her.
Well, it's so awesome what you're doing because you know, majority of fleshies out there really don't care. Maybe they care about dogs. Maybe they care about cats.
Yeah, yeah.
One more question. Again, you don't have to answer. It's the last question before we wrap up.
I love answering your questions.
We hear that it's a really tight knit community for animal sanctuaries in Florida. Would you happen to know Joe Exotic or Carol Bass?
If you do, do you try to avoid them?
No and yes.
Oh, you don't know them. You do try to avoid them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, good for you. You know. I actually never seen the series, but
me either.
But it sounds like they're a little bit kooky.
Yeah, I think so. Did she really kill her husband? Maybe.
I think that's another documentary.
Yeah, that is.
And now, in honor of the French bulldog, Jacques Pivot, here are the questions we would like to end with. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Day or night?
Night.
Chess or Scrabble?
Scrabble.
Fetch or Cuddles?
Cuddles all the way.
Vampires or werewolves?
Vampires.
Boxers or terriers?
Boxers.
Oh, that really hurts me. Prince or Michael Jackson?
Ooh, Michael Jackson.
Breakfast or dinner?
Breakfast.
Mountains or the beach?
Mountains.
Scrambled or sunny side up?
Neither.
Oops, we forgot you were vegan.
Scrambled tofu.
Oh, there you go. What about pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Italian food or Mexican food?
Oh, that's a hard one. Italian.
Horror or comedy?
Oh, horror, big time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The power of flight or a tail?
Flight.
Huh, all the fleshes want to be birds. All right, invincibility or a tail?
Invincibility.
Everlasting life or a tail?
Ah, a tail.
Everybody chooses tail on that one, too.
Oh, wow.
Winning an Oscar or a tail?
I'd like to win an Oscar.
I mean, who wouldn't, right?
Climbing Mount Everest or a tail?
A tail, for sure.
Well, you did a great job answering all of our questions. Thanks again, Mr. Vane, for coming on to our show. We learned a lot, and we're very thankful that there are fleshies out there like you who care for animals.
It was a pleasure, guys. This was a lot of fun.
Yay. And we'll definitely send all of our listeners to your website at littlebearsanctuary.org, where they can become a Patreon or donate or just send you buckets and buckets of money.
Yay. Please do. Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
Smell you later.
Bye. Smell you later.
Well, that was a great interview. To wrap up, we just have enough time to do a page from our book.
Oh, and a quick shout out to our Fuck Kibble Patreons.
Leisha Larson, Olga Ekman, Bailey, Lexi, Teresa, Willie Walter, Stephen Tambo London, and Jasmine Paris.
And now, 865 reasons why having a dog is so much better than having a kid.
Reason number 133, politics. Oh, this is a quickie.
These past 5 years or so have been especially hard on fleshy families.
Yeah, some family members have completely stopped talking to each other over politics.
But with doggos, you'll never have to worry about who we'll vote for or who we won't vote for.
Because we can't vote.
Even if we could vote, we wouldn't want to.
Yeah, because your fleshy politics are all screwed up. You have no interest in improving the lives of doggos.
For the most part.
What, you know of a politician whose platform includes standing up for dogs?
Well, not specifically.
Any politicians who will say, I'll fight for your dog.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Exactly. So I'm not gonna vote. Not in fleshy politics.
Agreed. Not until they stand up for our rights.
So there you have it, folks. Make sure you tune in every Monday when we drop our new episodes.
Make sure to write a review if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, and consider becoming a Patreon to help us continue our show.
You can learn more at patreon.com/The Zeddy and Indy Show.
So until next time,
smell you later.